local utility company tries to incentivize electric car use by offering discounts to its customers. And the Skagway Borough Assembly reconsiders an appraisal that could increase lease payments for White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories are up next. Alaska Power and Telephone is encouraging customers throughout Southeast to buy electric vehicles. APNT serves Haines, Skagway, Prince of Wales, and Gustavus. In these communities, the company has launched an incentive program providing $1,000 credit to customers' utility bills if they purchase an electric vehicle. Jason Custer is Vice President of Business Development with APNT. He says the program also applies to company employees who buy electric vehicles. The company itself already has invested in one electric vehicle for its fleet on Prince of Wales Island.
In the months coming up, we're going to be adding more electric vehicles in all of our service areas in Southeast Alaska. And the reason for that is we want to encourage our employees to become ambassadors for electric vehicles, to drive them themselves, either at work, as their personal vehicles, to learn how they work, to be able to share information with our customers and help educate and build capacity.
Custer says APNT's electric vehicle was the first on Prince of Wales Island. He says it's been used for about a year, and so far it has saved the company money in fuel and maintenance costs.
Electric vehicles don't require oil changes, and their engines are less complex, there are less moving parts, things that can go wrong, things you have to fix.
Custer says residents in areas with few electric vehicles often are concerned about how well electric vehicles will work for them.
One of the challenges, especially in an islanded location, is taking that first leap of faith in acquiring an electric vehicle when maybe there isn't any public charging infrastructure yet.
Custer says the state is working on a grant program to help pay for public charging stations. That could help in places with long trips in between communities. Electric vehicles are considered an environmentally friendly alternative to gas-powered vehicles. Like many electric utilities in Southeast, APNT's power source is primarily hydroelectric. Custer says the ongoing drought in Southeast is affecting Prince of Wales too, but a new hydro project is opening up soon.
We're currently completing construction of a new 5-megawatt hydro project on Prince of Wales, the Heilongai Hydro Project near Heidelberg. When that project is complete, it's going to add a significant amount of renewable energy to the grid system.
In fact, he says it will add more energy than the current customer base requires. So there will be energy available for electric vehicles. Custer says the electric vehicle incentive program is in response to interest from customers, along with auto industry trends, volatile fuel prices, and improvements to the range of electric vehicles. The incentive program started April 4th. It runs through the end of 2020. The Skagway Assembly decided to update a lapsed and contentious Integra Realty Resources appraisal of the Tidelands at last week's Assembly meeting. If adopted, this appraisal would increase the rent White Pass pays to the municipality by hundreds of thousands of dollars per year. Claire Strempel has more.
If Integra Realty Resources appraisal sounds familiar, it is. The Assembly voted against adopting this same appraisal earlier this year, though some Assembly members said White Pass was not paying enough rent. To be clear, the Assembly did not adopt the Integra appraisal. They simply updated it. Assemblyman Dan Henry clarified this point at the meeting.
We don't have on the table whether to accept the Integra. It's to have it be an appropriate document, thereby dated properly.
Skagway needs the document to be up to date so that the appraisal can be used in any future negotiation or litigation with White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad over the value of the land. The Skagway Borough and White Pass disagree over how to value the land that the railroad leases from the municipality. The value of the land determines the lease rate for the railroad. The municipality solicited two appraisals last year. Integra Realty Resources appraised the land at $14.7 million. Horan & Co. appraised it at $2.2 million. The railroad urged the municipality to adopt Horan's $2.2 million appraisal. The municipality had 6 months to adopt one of the appraisals to set a lease rate for White Pass. The 6 months lapsed for both appraisals. The Assembly's move on Thursday will put Integra's appraisal back on the table. But the debate over how to value the land remains. In a letter to the Assembly, City Manager Tom Healy suggested direct negotiation between the municipality and White Pass to avoid costly litigation. Assemblyman Orion Hansen strongly favored that suggestion.
It's pretty clearly a legal question about how the lease is interpreted, not about the method of appraisal. It's about whether the uplands are included as improved uplands or they're considered submerged tidelands from 1968. And I would favor not having to go to court and have this drug out for years.
Assemblyman Dave Brenna said the Assembly does not have the authority to negotiate the lease.
There's no provision in the lease to allow the municipality to negotiate a lesser lease rate. If there were, then the municipality would have to treat all leaseholders and probably all taxpayers and everyone else in town in a similar manner. It would create chaos.
Unless the Horan & Company appraisal is also updated, the Integra appraisal will be the only viable appraisal of the land. The Assembly has not moved to update the Horan & Company appraisal at this time. In Haines, I'm Claire Strumpel.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us tonight. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.